The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msccnews.net. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our sub-state championship night. It's the guys' turn as the Valley Falls Dragons are up against the ACCHS Tigers. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering, doing the fun stuff back at the KRU Sports Studio. Izzy and I were stuck here in the gym with the silly old ball game, but we're going to make the best of it. Two teams who have fought very hard to get to this title game are coming up against one another here tonight. Valley Falls, number one in the state of Kansas, perfect on the season, undefeated conference champion, 23-0, coming in tonight against an ACCHS team that is improving and improving. They're 12-10 right now. Started off shaky, had some injuries. They've gotten healthy. They have turned around and won their last six games in a row. They are 7-1 in their last eight, and they are playing really good basketball and peaking at the right time. Public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd. Izzy, how about you share those starters with our great listeners?
All righty. Starting off with Valley Falls, we have number 10, Jack Evans, number 22, Dylan Cervantes, and number 23, Trenton Craxner, number 30, Brennan Miller, and number 55, Avery Gatzmeyer. And for ACCHS, we have number 3, Caleb Miller, number 4, Creighton Bowerly, number 5, Kyrian Courter, number 12, Trenton Kimmy, and number 22, Colton Myers.
A tip of the hat, congratulations to Troy, who has won a trip to the Class 1A state tournament and a date at the Wireless Arena on West Dodge City. Is there such a thing as West Dodge City, or is it just Dodge City? Maybe it's just like one big town and it happens to be on the west side. Tigers in the night, traveling black with orange and white. Valley Falls in the home white with gold and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it in the center circle. We got Colton Myers, Trenton Craxter. The ball is up the tip of the way. Tigers are going to control it down. We're underway. Top side with it is going to be Kyrian Courter. Kyrian leads this team in scoring, averaging right at 12.5 points per game. Tigers are going to work it over to the left block, kick it out to the right side, and you know what? Ain't nobody home. They'll go into the crowd, and it'll come back in again to Valley Falls. So the Tigers, 18 seconds in, are going to turn it over. Here comes Valley Falls. Atchison County, they utilized a tremendous press defense against MHMA the other night, and there, the upcourt pass is going to be stolen away. The outlet over to the left side, Courter. Brings it back off on top, and Tigers are going to run the offense. Caleb Middle will take it over to the right side, back out on top, it'll come to Caleb. He'll dump it left to Courter. For about 40 seconds into the game, no one has taken a shot at goal yet. Back out on top of it is going to be Caleb. He'll work his way to the top of the key, trying to look inside, gets it there. Quarter slides in, splits two defenders, underhand shot up, no good. Quarter's going to save it, brings it in. Miller, right side to three. Bowerly didn't get that one. He was red hot last night. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound, pulled back down by Atchison County. Back over to the right side. Quarter, another three. They're going to get one of these eventually, and this time it won't go in, and we're going to get a Tiger foul underneath. It's going to be on Caleb Miller. This is headed over to the scorer's table to let us know that Miller will pick up his first foul of the evening. It'll be team foul one, and here comes Valley Falls. Wow, ACCHS got a lot of shots at that. Did not get any of them to drop, but again, shooters have to shoot. Here's Gatzmeyer. He's a shooter. He'll shoot and score. The three from outside belongs to Avery Gatzmeyer. And Valley Falls has broken out on top. 3-0. We're at 6:20 to go in the first. Tigers baseline runner. Rims out, no good. Up court with it quickly, Zach Evans. And he is going to be bumped and fouled. And I know the court kind of talking to himself. I think disappointed that he picked up that foul. It's going to be Kieran Quarter. Quarter picking up his first foul. Tigers team foul two. 6:15 to play in the opening quarter. Gatzmeyer is going to bring it in all the way out near midcourt. It'll be handled for Valley Falls by Brennan Miller. Miller had a huge game last night. Brennan, offensive threat. Here's Dillon for three. Nope. Good looking shot. Doesn't fall. Tigers going to rebound it down. Coming up with the ranch of the county. It's going to be Trenton Kimmy. And back up the fourth quarter. 5:55 to go in the first. It is a 3-0 Valley Falls lead. Bowerly will have it. Feeds it over to the right block. A turnaround shot up off the window. And missing again is Colton Myers. Tigers hit those shots last night in that big win over MHMA. Here's a three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is going to be out of play. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still only 3-0. Dragons in front. Now, these teams, most of the time you have teams in the same conference and they will have played two times in the course of a year, but not the case with these two. These two teams have met three times this year. They have had a home and home series in the regular conference season and then a non-conference game as they played against one another. It's going to be a traveling call. They're going to call it a jump ball. A non-conference game in the Oskaloosa tournament. So they have already played three times this year. Valley Falls, obviously, at 22-0, has won all three. They won the first one 55-28. Then they won 62-41. Then they won 68-52. So you can see as the Tigers got better toward the end of the year, that gap kept getting closer and closer. But still, Valley Falls is 3-0 against ACCHS. Dragons back out topside with it. That's going to be Cervantes with it back over now. It'll go to Brennan Miller. 4:50 to play. Well, Valley Falls is showing great patience. A team that likes to get up and down and put the ball in the air, they're showing an ability to slow it down. Here's Gatzmeyer for three. It's going to be online, but quite short. And a rebound taken down on the fly. Here come the Tigers. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still only 3-0. On the baseline right, Colton Myers backs in. Into trial of traffic. Doubled up. Kicks it over to the right side. Jumped off from there. Is up at two soft. Crashed in with a rebound. Here comes Valley. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Right side, Dillon Cervantes. Out on top, Brennan Miller. He will cut down the left side of the lane. Goes up through two defenders. Shot is up and missing. Gets his own rebound. Follows up and missed it again. And a rebound this time, Colton Myers. Tigers back up the floor. Everybody's shooting. Nobody's scoring. It is 3-0 with less than 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Little turnaround shot, falling away, missing. Quarter can't get that one to fall. Now we get an outlet pass on the other end, and Evans misses. It is absolutely epidemic. No one able to hit a bucket. One basket. 3-0 with 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. ACCHS looking for a point yet tonight. We're 4.5 minutes into the game. They have not scored. Here's Caleb Miller with it up top side, working against Gatzmeyer. Dumps it over to the right to Quarter. He's in front of head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer in the bench. the feet into the lane, twisting and turning, and there's the bucket. Tigers are on the board off the hand of Trenton Kimmy. It is 3-2. Valley Falls. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Brendan Miller again with it up top side. Skip pass into the lane. 13-footer. That one, and he's got all five of the Dragons points. It is 5-2 Valley. 2:50 to play. Opening quarter. Heels to the center circle. Atchison County swings it around to the left now. Farmley will have it up on top and dump it over to the right side. Entry pass off the right block. Head fake shots up. No good. Block from behind. And we're going to have a foul against Valley Falls. And coming to the line for Atchison County, I've got Trenton Kimmy. Foul is going to be on Valley Falls. And it'll be the first foul for Trenton Kimmy. It'll be the first foul for, Trenton Kraxner. The free throw here is up and good. One more shot for Trenton Kimmy. I will apologize for my confusion, but it's Trenton Kimmy is fouled by Trenton Kraxner. It took me a minute. It is 5-3. Valley Falls back up court with it, leading it by a pair. Shot from the perimeter is not going to drop in for Gassmeyer, and back up with it will come ACCHF. Tigers feed it down to the block right. Shot is up. Nope. And we're going to have another foul, I believe, on Kraxner. Now they're going to give this one to Zach. So Zach Evans will have his first foul, but it will again be Trenton Kimmy coming to the free throw line. So Trenton has all the Tiger points so far, and that free throw is up and way short. Trenton is 1 of 3 at the free throw line, and we're going to have the Tigers bring James Sheets into the game. James is going to come in, and Caleb Miller will check out for the Tigers and head coach Troy Hoffman. This free throw, in. So Kimmy with 4, and it is a one-point game at 5-4. A little over 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. Gassmeyer has the basketball, works his way into the forecourt, jumps it at the free throw line, going in, shot is up, blocked. Rebound to go down, Atchison County. Here comes ACCHS in the forecourt, down the left side with it is going to be Kieran. Quarter goes in, turns, shoots it off the window, it's in and out, no good. Valley Falls rebound to go back down to Cervantes. Will come up with the basketball, dump it over to the left side, driving all the way down the court. Gassmeyer goes to the rack and scores it. These two teams have only one guy who scored. Atchison County, all of their points, Trent Kimmy. Valley Falls, all of their points, Avery Gatzmeyer. It is 7-4 Dragons. We've got a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Low-scoring game. Tigers with the basketball. They'll work it over to the right side of Sheet. James puts it between the circles of Bowerly. Creighton was just blistering hot last night. Now the drive down to the baseline. This pass across, and Lane Mullins is in for two. His first bucket of the ball game, and it's back to a one-point lead for Valley Falls. And the Tigers coming up with a steal, and they're going to say there was a foul. Looking like perhaps the ball had been stolen, but instead, Creighton Bowerly will be assessed his first foul of the game. It'll be Atchison County, team foul 3. We're down to a minute 12 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 7-6 Valley Falls lead. They'll drive down, go in, go up. Desperation shot missing. Rebound over the back. Kraxner, no foul. The feet into the middle. 13-footer Gassmeyer. He'll flop. No foul. Rebound back to the Tigers. We've been talking about it all week. The officials are very clear. They're not going to bail anybody out. They want you to win the game on your own. Oh, a beautiful give and go. ACCHS Mullins, the assist to Bowerly. Tigers with their first lead. It is 8-7. Atchison County with 40 seconds to play in the first. Long pass over to the right side to Gatzmeyer. Avery will look into the middle, brings it back off on top. Brendan Miller feeds to the free throw line. There was a travel, no whistle, a shot up, it's blocked, and rebound cleared out on top. The three misses. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Outlet pass is going to be out of the reach of Sheets, and Atchison County looking for the transition, couldn't get it to happen. 20 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Valley Falls will be putting it in play against the full court pressure from deep in the backcourt. And they're finally going to get it brought in to Brennan Miller. He'll lob it up. Gatzmeyer, 14. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Now at 10. It's on the left side to Cervantes. Back out on it'll come. The dish down low. Here's Kraxner. Easy and two. Trenton hits the bucket, and the Tigers half-court shot off the mark, and we are at the end of one. It's exciting in Valley Falls. Boys, sub-state championship game. Valley Falls 9, Atchison County 8.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Great to have you with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas tonight, the second half of our doubleheader, and pretty exciting after one quarter of play. Valley Falls leads ACCHS by one at 9-8. Coming out of the court for the Dragons, it's going to be the original starting five: Evans, Gatzmeyer, Cervantes, Kraxner, and Miller. Out there for the Tigers, you've got Sheets and Quarter. We have got, yes, we got Myers and Bowerly, and rounding it out is going to be Kimmy. ACCHS for the basketball. We're underway. Second quarter, 1-point game. Out on top, Sheets thought about the three, doesn't. Kicks it back to Bowerly. He'll knife to the edge, brings it over to Quarter, looks into the middle, puts it back out on top. 7:40 to go in the half. Tigers cut down the right side. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Brendan Miller. He'll bring it up the floor. Goes in, goes up, plays it home. Brendan Miller will have his first point of the game, and it is now an 11-8 Valley Falls lead. Half a minute into the second quarter. Tigers with a back out on top. It's going to be Kerryon Quarter. Valley Falls 22-0. Tigers 12-10. Their team's seasons have gone very differently, and yet here they are meeting. The winner will go on to the state tournament in Manhattan at Bramlage Coliseum. The loser will wrap up the season no matter how many wins they've got coming in here tonight. 7 minutes to go in the half. Tigers dump it over to the baseline right. Sheets will shake his defender, feed it into the lane where the shot is up and missing. And a rebound is going to be saved by Kimmy. Now it's on the floor. Kimmy and Gatsby rolling around. Save for the Tigers. Porter's going to have it on the left side. Takes it off down low. That's going to be Myers with it. Colton backs off on top. Sheets three. Rolls out. No good. Kraxner with the board. 6.5 to play. And first half. And the outlet pass was just a rocket. Uncatchable by anyone. We got a turnover by Valley Falls. 11-8. Dragons in front. It is as we thought it would be and had no reason to expect anything else. It is a packed house tonight. Fans loving this. And well, they should. A couple of teams have worked hard all season to get to this point. ACCHS with the basketball, trailing here by three at 11-8. At the free throw line, driving in. The shot is up, off the window. Count that bucket, and a free throw for a potential tie. The basket is in, and Colton Myers will have his first point of the game. And for Valley Falls, Zach Evans will pick up personal foul number two. And Zach is going to exit the game. Coach Gatzmeyer has a long visit with him as he comes off the floor. And checking into the Valley Falls lineup for the first time tonight is going to be Carson Clark. The free throw for the tie is good. Colton Myers with three, and it is 11-11. And we've got 6 minutes to go. Second quarter. Tigers are going to double up the pressure on the basketball, and they'll try to trap it as it comes into the forecourt, but can't. Cervantes will launch three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out on top, and we're going to get a hustling rebound by Kerryon Quarter, and here comes Atchison County. Tigers up the floor with the basketball. It's 11-11, 5.5 to go in the half. Backdoor pass. Shot is up, rejected. Kraxner Tigers are going to rebound it back down. The three for quarter. No. Rebounding it back down. Tigers spinning. The ball stopped out of bounds. It'll be coming back into the baseline to the Tigers. Has got ACCHS. Head coach Troy Hoffman. He's on his feet directing a little traffic from the opposite end of the floor. Atchison County looks to bring it in. They'll get it into Kieran. Through the triple team, he puts a shot up and misses the rebound out of play. This time it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. Valley's going to have four of the original starting five in there. As Evans is out, Carson Clark comes in. And through the course of the evening, you're going to find Valley Falls probably using no more than seven players, unless something rather untoward happens. Carson Clark will come off the bench. We also very possibly at some point in the game see Spencer Dormaggi. 5 minutes to go in the half. Valley with the basketball. We're even at 11. Around up the top side, that's Brennan Miller. Back over to the right, Avery. Gassmeyer looks inside against the Tiger zone. Top side it comes. Nowhere. Oh, that was nearly a travel. None called. 4.5 to play in the half. The dish at the baseline is intercepted and taken away. Trenton Kimmy. Tigers down court. Sheets. Goes Kimmy. Kicks it right. Myers two. Too strong. And a Tiger rebound. ACCHS has been really good rebounding the ball tonight. And now we've got a cross-court pass that gets away. It'll come back into Valley Falls. And we're going to get a Valley timeout. Coach Gassmeyer, you can see, not real happy with his team. It's an exciting game, though, for the fans. We're taking a break. Jones at 4:20 to go in the half. It is Atchison County and Valley Falls all even at 11.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Valley Falls puts the ball back in play as we come out of the timeout. And we're just a little over 4 minutes to go in the first half of an 11-11 game in this 2A sub-state championship game, the guys' game. Ladies' game was won by Jackson Heights as they were able to take a win over Jefferson County North in the early contest. Here's a feed into the lane. The shot, nope, and a block on the floor. A foul on the floor, we're going to call it, on ACCHS. The whistle is going to be on Trenton Kimmy, I think. So Kimmy will have personal foul number one. Valley Falls will be putting it in play again to their baseline. For the Tigers, it'll be team foul four. Valley Falls has committed only three so far. The ball is going to come in down to the baseline. And the lob out on top is going to be batted away. Stolen. Here comes Corder. In, up, scores it. Tigers in front. Kieran Corder hits the bucket. It is 13-11. The running shot on the other end is up and good. And that bucket by Brennan Miller is 13-13 at 3:33 to go, first half. Up court pass stolen. Here comes Clark. Two hands and misses the dunk. Rebounds it back down. And we're going to get another Tiger timeout. ACCHS taking a break. 3:23 to go in the half. We're tied again. Now we're even at 13.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tigers putting the ball in play. And we're at 3:23 to go in the opening half. It is 13-13. That may be lucky for somebody. Here's a travel. Not lucky that time for ACCHS as Trenton Kimme got an extra step. And Packers are going to turn it over. Katzmeyer will have it at the back row. Valley Falls will take it across the timeline. Skip pass over to the left side. Going to be Carson Clark with it. Comes back over to the right to Cervantes. We haven't heard a lot out of Dillon yet this evening. He has not scored in the game. And neither has Zach Evans. Katzmeyer with the ball. Right side to Dillon. Back out to Katzmeyer. Straight away for three. Yeah. The shot from the outside by Katzmeyer Avery in double figure scoring with 10, 16-13. Tigers in the lane. Lane Mullins for two. Lane Mullins has his fourth point of the game, and it's 16-15. We're down to 2.5 to go before the intermission. Valley will bring it back up the floor. The crowd is kind of quiet. They're not just screaming a lot. I think that they're very tense and very tentative. Here's another three for Katzmeyer. Look at that. Barely moves the net. Back-to-back threes for Avery. He's got three threes already tonight. 19-15 Valley Falls. 2:12 to go. First half. Tigers back up court. Creighton Bowerly feeds underneath. Their layup rolls around and in. Trenton Kimme with six. 19-17. And we're inside 2 minutes to play before halftime. The drive, the dish, the shot, and miss. Lane coming out with a rebound. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers two for the tie. Missing. Kind of blocked. Might even have been blocked from behind. Rebounding it down is going to be Katzmeyer. He'll start left. Brings it back out on top. Minute and a half to go in the half. Pass out near midcourt. They're going to say it goes into the backcourt off someone touching it. The three this time, no good. Lane Mullen rebounds it down, and he's fouled over the top. The foul is going to be against Valley Falls, and it'll be foul number one by Carson Clark. ACCHS is going to bring James Sheets back into the game. You're also going to see coming in for Coach Hoff and Colton Myers back out there. And with a minute 26 to play, in the half, it is 19-17. Valley Falls in front. Walking the ball up the court, tongue of the deficient a little bit as he comes. It's going to be Kieran Quarter. Comes right side sheet, skip pass down to the baseline right. Myers, Colton brings it out on top. The Tigers work the perimeter. We've got a three-point shot up off the mark. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Zach Evans. Here comes Valley Falls, and we're going to get a travel to the backcourt, and that was precipitated by some excellent defense by Kieran Quarter. So Valley Falls is going to turn it back over with a minute six left in the half. It's a 19-17 Valley Falls lead. Hear that horn? Are they going to let the substitution happen? Yep, they will wave it in. Into the game for ACCHS. Bowerly and Miller will come off. Tigers putting the ball in play, down two. It's in, it's up, the three will miss, and a rebound to Valley Falls. Outlet pass, there's nobody in front of him, and an easy layup, good, for Avery Gansmeyer. 21-17, that's how quickly that thing will turn, and we're inside a minute. Approaching halftime, Tigers have the ball, but now they're down four. This may be about the biggest lead of the game for Valley Falls. Now on the left side, we get an offensive foul. Great job underneath by Kratzner to stand in, take that charge. First foul of the game by Colton Myers. So every Tiger starter has one foul. No one else with any, no one with more than one. Valley Falls has committed only four fouls. So again, as we anticipated, the officials not calling a ton of them here. Here's a driving shot. Cervantes, it's up and in. Dillon Cervantes with two. 23-17. Tigers, with 17 seconds left in the half, find themselves suddenly down a half a dozen. A moment ago, they were shooting for a lead. Now, down six. 9 seconds to go for the break. On the right side, Colton goes up, gets fouled. And Colton Myers coming to the free throw line for ACCHS with only 6 seconds to go in the half. We mentioned the Valley Falls is a seven-player team, and that at some point as the game wore on, we'd see Spencer Doramaji come in. Well, we're going to see it right here. That first free throw is not good. And Spencer will check in. Again, you'll see Spencer Dormaggi a little bit. We'll see Carson Clark a little bit. But for Coach Gansmeyer, starting five, playing the lion's share of the moment. Here's a free throw. It's up, and it is good. Colt Myers will hit one of the two. 23-18. 4 seconds. Three. A shot by Gansmeyer is going to be short, and that will take us to the break. It's halftime in Valley Falls. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The intermission score. Valley Falls 23, Atchison County 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum.
Back with me here in the Valley Falls Gymnasium. Halftime of the guys' game. And it's been a delight. Right now, 23-18. Valley Falls is taking the lead late in the half. And Izzy, you got that first half scoring recap there?
Yeah, starting off with Valley Falls, we have Dylan Cervantes with two, Trenton and Kraxner with nine, Brennan Miller with four, and Avery Gassmeyer with 15. And for ACCHS, we have Creighton Bowerly with two, Kyrian Gorder with two, Trenton Kimmy with six, Lane Mullins with four, and Colton Myers with four.
So right now, it has been a great outing for Avery Gansbauer. He's wearing the number 13 tonight. If you're keeping track of your score sheet at home. And he is easily leading the way for all scorers. The Tigers hit really well from the outside last night. They have not hit a three yet tonight. We'll see if they find the range as the evening goes on. Winner, on to the state tournament. Loser concludes the season. We'll be back to bring you the second half live here on Care Radio. But right now, with your halftime score, the Valley Falls Dragons 23, the ACCHS Tigers 18. Back to Joseph at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, this is some kind of great halftime he's got.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Broker Andy Conzer and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to us this evening. We will be returning to the game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we're in the to-be-announced section of the season. We will have games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and possibly Saturday. These are the to-be-announced games. Make sure that you tune in to Sports Look on Thursday night. And, of course, your daily sports reports right here at Hot Country 93.7 to get a more complete listing of those games with scheduled times and participants. We're going to take a real quick break. I'll be back with a look around the area with the sub-state scores as I have them.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look at girls basketball, we have in the Valley Heights St. Mary's game of final, it was Valley Heights 51, St. Mary's 37. At the end of the first, in the Hanover-Lynn game, it is Hanover 16, Lynn 5. Frankfurt is leading Centralia by 1 point at the end of the first, 15-14. And, of course, in the game that we had earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Jackson Heights at 44 points to JCN's 23. Taking a look at boys' basketball games, we do have some finals to report. The Atchison High Phoenix fell to Bishop Miege with a final score of Bishop Miege 79, Atchison High Phoenix 37. In the Troy Carbell game, it was 1 point separating Troy and Carbell, 58-57, with Troy coming out on top. Royal Valley beat Sabetha 54-23. And Hanover beat Axtell 55-30. In the Solomon-Clifton-Clyde game, it was Solomon 53 to Clifton Clyde's 50. In the game that you're listening to right now, Valley Falls is on top at 23 points to ACCHS 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 28. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high of 48. Overcast tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 26. Upper 30s, Monday, upper 40s, Tuesday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40.1 degrees. We have a wind out of the west and northwest at 9 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 79%. The barometric pressure is measured at the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison is 29.81 inches of mercury. The dew point is 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature out there is 29. We'll be returning to Tom Couch's courtside in two shakes and a lamb's tail.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Well, and as we return, Valley Falls has just put the ball in play. Is they kind of got the second half started a little quickly, and a quick three hit Avery Gatzmeier. Wow, he's been great tonight. 26-18 Valley Falls. Now the Tigers' little reverse layup is going to be up and in, and Creighton Bowerly will have his fourth point of the game. It is 26-20. Welcome back. I haven't even had a chance to do that yet. Second half just getting underway here in Valley Falls to a state championship game in the sub-state. Valley Falls for the basketball. Coming into the game tonight with a perfect 22-0 record of the number one team in the state of Kansas in 2A. Here's the feed underneath. A little driving layup. Beautifully done. First bucket of the game for Zach Evans. 28-20. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls with the lead. Tigers have the basketball. They'll roll it around to the right side. Feed it over to the right block. Colton Myers turns, shoots off the glass. Good. Colton Myers with a half a dozen points. And it's 28-22. Tigers battling tough, trying to stay close, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Atchison County. We'll take it, Joseph. 6:46 to go in the third. It is Dragons 28, Tigers 22.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Coming out of the timeout again. Pallet Falls just gets it into the hands of Avery Gatzmeier, and he throws down another three. 31-22 Valley Falls, and now they'll steal it away for the Tigers. Gets by three more. That one won't go. And rebound cleared away by Atchison County, Kieran Corder. Corder over to the right side. Baseline three. That's a good shot by Creighton Bowerly. Maybe these two teams now are going to go a little nose-to-nose from the outside. 31-25. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gatzmeier will drive it in just outside the block. Skip it over to Craxner. Come off on top. Here's Brendan Miller with it. Feeds it into the free throw line. Zach Evans. He'll come out on top. The three, dead away. Nope. Rebounding to Craxner. To Cervantes. Valley Falls is going to maintain possession of the basketball. 5.5 to go in the third quarter, leading at 31-25. Three meetings between these two teams this year already. Prior to tonight, all three of them having been won by Valley Falls. And now, the official on the far side calling an offensive foul. And it's going to be on, I think, Zach. Yep, Zach Evans' third foul tonight. Evans for Valley Falls. And I don't see any move to pull him out of the game at this point. 5:20 to go third quarter. Tigers dish it over to the left side. That's going to be Caleb. Miller bounces it down to the baseline left. Comes out on top, Creighton Bowerly. Tries to play off the screen, can't get it. His shot is up, partially deflected. Rebound, no. Followed up, yes. Rolling around it in for Caleb Miller. It is 31-27. Tigers continue to battle at the back as we're at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Kalam into the free throw line. On the court once, dishes it over to the left. Gaspar, he's the hot hand. That one doesn't go. Rebound underneath and an offensive foul, you bet. The rebound came down into the hands of Dylan Cervantes. Dylan kind of went down, squared up, and then went up hard right into the defender adjacent to him. Offensive foul, no bucket. Cervantes foul number one. And that is going to be team foul two. Valley Falls in the second half. Packers have yet to commit a second half foul with 4.5 to play in the third quarter. It's a 31-27 lead. Dragons in front. ACCHS battling them tough. Packers will swing it around to the right side. Down in the corner is going to be Caleb Miller. He'll drive into the lane. In trouble. Can't get away. Brings it back off on top. Gets it over there to Bowerly. Give and go underneath. Left hand layup good. Trenton Kinley with eight. Tigers now 31-29, trailing only by two. And we've got 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's a driving shot on the other end. It misses. Atchison County with a rebound, and here they come. Kieran Corder into the forecourt, goes down the left side, now dribbles it up to the top of the key. Skip pass over to the right block. Going into the lane, the kick back outside. Again, the ball lost for a moment by Corder, and now it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Miller. The other way, shot blocked. Rebound. We've got a Tiger player lifted into the air and thrown to the floor. And it is going to be a foul on... Is that going to be a foul? This is going to call a jump ball and give a possession Tigers. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. 31-29. ACCHS coming up the floor, trailing by two. Corder into the lane. Spins. Falls away. Shoots and scores. We're tied. Corder has four. 31-31. The Tigers are on a 9 run right now. And we have the ball thrown away. We're going to get a timeout, Valley Falls. Taking a break with the Dragons. Coach Gatzmeyer is not real happy. 3:27 to go in the third. It's Valley Falls 31, Atchison County 31.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, the Tigers have battled back. They were down at halftime by five. Came out into the early part of the second half, found themselves down by eight, and have pushed back. And by virtue of a now 9-0 run, we're tied at 31. Trenton Cracks will have it in play. Valley Falls out on top. Swing around to the left side. Cervantes, three. Nope. Rebound, Crackster. We got the Tigers over the back. And got a player hitting the floor a little bit hard, but I'm telling you right now that if nothing's broken, Kieran Corder does not want to come off that floor. He's limping quite noticeably, and we'll see how it affects his game. Coach realizes that, and he's going to try to get him out of the game as soon as he can. Here's a shot for three. It's up and off the mark, and cracks it with a nice rebound. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls as he's able to bounce it out of bounds off a Tiger player. Corder will check out. We're also going to see Colton Myers out of the game as Lane Mullins and James Sheet are in for head coach Troy Hoffman and ACCHS. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's a tie game. What a great contest this has been. ACCHS pushing back, battling back. They've led once by 1 point at 8-7. Only time they've led tonight. Here's a really long three, and it's really short. Rebound, Bowerly. Sheets will bring it up. Tigers are back on offense. Bowerly will have it up between the circles now. Jump it over to the right side. Looking into the middle. It's going to be Kimmy. Feeds underneath. Lane Mullins for two. Tigers are in front. It is their largest lead of the game. 33-31. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Little reverse layup misses, but we'll get a foul call. The foul by ACCHS will be Lane Mullins first tonight. It'll be the Tigers' second foul of the second half. Valley Falls coming to the line, hoping to tie it up with free throws. First one, not going to go. They're not going to make that happen. One more coming for Zach Evans. Zach has only 2 points tonight, and that was on a bucket in the early part of the second, or the third quarter, rather. Crowd grows quiet. Second free throw goes good. Atchison County by one. 33-32. ACCHS. And we're going to get over and back. Tigers got into the forecourt and some superb defense out on top. Of course, the ball handler to try to pivot, try to break away, stepping across the midcourt line, and back it's going to come to Valley Falls. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Found it with the basketball. It's going to be Cervantes on the left side. ACCHS settling back into a zone defense, maybe even a 3-2 for them. Here's the shot, Gatzmeyer. No. Bowerly rebounds. And up the floor, the Tigers and Kieran Corder. They'll feed it all the way down to the baseline right. Back it away is going to be Mullins. He'll loft it up on top to Sheets. James Sheets will have it. Starts right. Kicks it over to Bowerly. Valley Falls stays with their player defense. Corder has it. Backs away. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. 33-32. Tigers in front. Feed inside. A bucket. Good. Lane Mullins. ACCHS so patient. Did a fantastic job of finally getting the guy that they wanted, giving him a good look at the rim, and now they lead 35-32. Jump from the outside is up and no good. Rebound. Tigers had it. Taken back away by Valley. The teardrop. It's up and in. The bucket by Brennan Miller. His sixth point of the game, and it's 35-34. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Tigers feed across. Lane Mullen up for two more. They have really done a great job of getting him isolated underneath and then putting one on the inside of his defender. Here's a drive into the lane. Shot rejected. Rebound Atchison County. Half a minute to go in the third. ACCHS with a basketball and a three-point lead. Tigers cutter to the right. The dish back across, and that time it's going to be mishandled. Stealing it is Gatzmeyer. He will drive, drop a shoulder, goes in, gets fouled. They're going to call a blocking foul. And it'll be Gatzmeyer coming to the line for a pair of shots. Foul number two for the Tigers, Creighton Bowerly. Avery Gatzmeyer, my goodness, 21 points already. Has not had a free throw opportunity tonight, and that one won't go in. Spencer Doramaggi back on the floor now for Valley Falls. And back into the game for ACCHS will come Colton Myers. Now we're also going to see Brennan Miller out of the game for Carson Clark for Valley. Second free throw, no. And the Tigers are going to clear down the board. ACCHS up the floor. Ball's going to be knocked away by Cervantes. And let's see what the call here is. Cervantes dove on the ball and got his arm kind of beneath himself and the Tiger player, and he's rubbing that elbow a little bit. 14 seconds to go. It's going to come back to Valley Falls off the jump ball. Valley will put it in play, trailing by three. Cervantes up. Crosses the middle of 10 seconds. Swings it over to the left side. Gatzmeyer with seven. Gatzmeyer back in, spins, twists, falls away. Shot is up, well short. Rebound batted free. It's the end of three quarters. We're going to the fourth and Valley Falls. Tigers 37, Dragons 34.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOUL.
It is games like this that write the history of high school basketball across the country. A team who has struggled through the year but has improved and is peaking at the end of the season, and they come up against a team with tremendous talent and ability, undefeated on the year. And we're going to go to the fourth quarter of this sub-state title game. ACCHS 37, Valley Falls 34. Dragons are led by Avery Gatzmeyer with 21 points. The Tigers have Lane Mullins off the bench, pacing away with 10. It'll be Tiger basketball, and we're underway in the fourth. ACCHS topside with it, over to the right, looking into the middle. No room there. Trent Kimmy will hand it back inside. The shot up, rolls in. Kieran Porter with six. And it's now 39-34. That's the biggest lead of the night for Atchison County. 7.5 to go. They're up by five. Now ACCHS coming up with a steal. Quickly over to the right side with it. Tigers will hand it off on top. Going to be Trent and Kimmy with it. Guarded by Gatzmeyer. Kimmy has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be saved by Quarter. 7-11 to go, and Quarter gets fouled on top. Cervantes, and you can see Valley Falls a little tense, a little nervous. That was a reach in that they didn't have to commit. And they will pick up their third foul here in the second half. Dormanji out of the game for Kraxner. And Clark is going to go back out of the game for Zach Evans, as Coach Gatzmeyer has rotated his starting five back into the game. ACCHS will bring it in. They'll take it into the backcourt, and up with it will come Trent and Kimmy. Comes across the timeline, gets it there to Kieran Quarter. 7 minutes to play. 39-34, Atchison County. Quarter goes back to the right. Here's a long two. Yep. Two more. Colton Myers with eight. 41-34. Tigers up seven. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. But the official right on the spot. Tiger fans wanted it back, but he says no. Dragon basketball. So it'll go back to Valley Falls with 6:49 to play. Back out on top of the basketball. It's going to be Brendan Miller, Valley Falls, over to the right side. For the Dragons, a perfect 22-0 season on the line. And as he cuts into the lane, trying to attack the bucket, Brendan Miller is going to be fouled. We'll see against whom that foul is going to be called, and it'll be on ACCHS Colton Myers. I've got him for two tonight. Tigers will have committed now team foul four of the second half. It'll come back in again for Valley Falls at their offensive end. It's a seven-point game. That is certainly not insurmountable, and the way Valley Falls can score, we've seen them do it so many times this year. And yet, I don't think they probably trail at this juncture of a game by much. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. It's going to miss. Rebounding it down is going to be Kraxner, and he gets fouled. Reaching into the middle. That may be another one on Colton. It is. Colton Myers now will have picked up not only his second, but now his third foul. And at the line, Trenton Kraxner. Trenton has first shot, no good. Trenton has 2 points early in the game. That was it. And before the second free throw, these coaches are going to talk about it. There's going to be a whole lot of strategy employed in the last 6.5 minutes of this game. Shows that we got a timeout. 6:30 to play. It's now Atchison County 41, Valley Falls 34.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
and a half minutes to go in the game tonight. In this championship game of the Class 2A Substate. Coming to the line right here is Trenton Kraxner. He missed his first one. He will miss the second one, but it's an offensive rebound. Cleared away by Zach Evans. Dragons will go all the way to the baseline, feed it out on top, into the hands of Gatzmeyer. He bunny hop, shoots, and misses. Rebound, and another foul on Colton Myers. He has scored back-to-back-to-back fouls and now has four. And Colton will head over to the sideline where Coach Hoffman has already got Lane Mullins at the scorer's table waiting. Kraxner, missing two, is back up here for two more shots. That one's perfect. 3 points in the game for Trenton Kraxner. One more shot. His team's back to within six, and that one is perfect. Back to within five. 41-36. 6:17 to go. ACCHS. The question is, how aggressive or how not aggressive you become? Tigers are going to have it, and it's just going to be ripped away, coming down the floor, and the layup is going to be up and good. The steal in the bucket by Dylan Cervantes. The feed at the baseline. Edson County does not attack the bucket. They could have. They'll bring it back to the right side. The jumper three is good by Great Bowerly. He's got 10. 44-36. Tigers stretch their lead to the largest of the game. They are up by, well, six. And now Valley's turning it over. They will step on the sideline in front of their own bench. So I'll make a correction. It is only a six-point Tiger lead. ACCHS up the floor, and Karen Corder will take it. Goes right side. Comes off on top. Caleb Miller. Miller swings it over to the left to Trenton. Kimmy looks inside, has the ball slapped out of his hands. It'll be knocked out of bounds. Knocked there by Zach Evans. And with 5:26 to go in the game, it'll come back in again to Atchison County in front of their bench. Tigers looking, and finally will skip it in out on top. Caleb guarded by Gatzmeyer. Miller, now the feet to the middle, is going to be knocked away. Here comes Cervantes. He will attack the bucket, goes up, and gets another one. Dylan Cervantes. Looking to be the guy to save this team tonight. Gatzmeyer was that guy early, and now driving in, there's the charging foul taken by Kraxner. 5 minutes to go, and it's a four-point game. 44-40. ACCHS now is going to be falling back on defense. And they lead it only by four. Here's Cervantes. Comes to the right side. Cuts back to the left side. Dumps it into the hands now of Avery Gatzmeyer. He'll try to drive into the middle. Has the ball batted away. It's going to go back into the backcourt and be saved. Here comes Zach Evans back with it. Skips it over to the left side. Cervantes stops. Pops three. Nope. Rebounding it down underneath Miller. And we're going to say Miller gets fouled from behind. And that is going to be the Tigers putting up the line for the one and one. For Valley Falls, a big deal. The number of fouls that have been called here in the second half. It'll be team foul eight for Atchison County. Valley Falls has only been whistled for three, so we're going to get Dragons getting a lot of free throws down the stretch here. It is a four-point Atchison County lead with 4:38 to go. And coming to the line for the one-and-one, Brennan Miller. Hasn't had a free throw tonight, but he's a great shooter. This one, no good. Rebound, but for Cervantes. Blocked out of bounds by Lane Mullins. Everybody to go back down was Dylan Cervantes, but Lane, way upstairs, rejects that thing out of the baseline. Gatzmeyer will be putting it in play from the offensive end. 4.5 to go. It comes out on top. Dylan back over to Avery. He'll lob it off on top. Brennan Miller goes right. Here's Gatzmeyer for three. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Kraxner, who's over the back. Official's going to come over. I'm sure that's what the call is going to be. It's going to be Trenton on the back. Only his third foul of the evening, but Tigers are going to be putting it in play against the full court pressure. Valley Falls has upped the ante a little bit. 4:15 to go, and we're going to get an ACCHS timeout. Taking a break with Coach Hoffman. What a finish in store. Hang on with both hands. 4:18 left in the game. Tigers 44, Dragons 40.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, we've already had one team set themselves on the way to the state tournament in Manhattan. In the ladies' game, it was Jackson Heights coming away with a win tonight over Jefferson County North. So, Lady Cobras will be going to the championships, and now one of these two teams will be going. Right now, we've got 4:16 left to get it decided. Tigers have the basketball, and they're going to say they step on the sideline. And ACCHS is going to turn it over. And right now, Tigers on their heels just a little bit. Valley Falls into the forecourt. We're at 4 minutes to go. The ball is knocked loose on the floor, but saved very nicely by Zach Evans. They'll take it down to Miller at the baseline. The feed underneath. Tigers are going to knock it away out of bounds. Back will come to Valley Falls at their offensive end. Still a 44-40 game. Skip pass comes in. Craxner, and he's going to throw it away. That thing is going to be over and back. He lobbed it out on top. Tigers were chasing it. Dylan Cervantes had to race to the other end of the floor to grab it, just pick it up and run with it to keep the Tigers from picking that thing up and turning it into an easy transition bucket. Wayne Mullins out of the ball game and checking back in. Colton Myers, but remember, Colton out there with 4 fouls now. 3:50 to go in the game. Inbound's going to be stolen. Craxner. Up court it comes. Right side. Evans shoots. Nope. Gets fouled. And it'll be Evans coming to the free throw line. In the process, he gets fouled by Trenton Kimmy. Trenton second. And Trenton's looking at his lip. I think that in the mayhem of that, he may have gotten a little contact and making sure that they're not bleeding out there. It doesn't seem to be. The free throw, no good. One more shot coming up. Zach Evans. Zach has only 3 points this evening and is 1 of 3 at the free throw line after that first shot. Second shot is on its way. It looks good, is good. 4 points. It is now 44-41. And the ball, Tigers having trouble getting it up the floor, finally do. They'll lob it over to the right side, and Sheets, I don't know what he was thinking. I believe he felt he had a teammate behind him, and the pass was a little bit high. The Tigers are going to throw it away. Atchison County turns it over. Sheets will come out of the game. And ACCHS is going to bring Caleb Miller back in. 3.5 to play. It is still a 44-41 Atchison County lead. Gatzmeyer, top side it goes to Miller. Miller will cut into the lane, skips it down low. Craxner lays it up and in plus one. And this game is a free throw from inside. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Creighton Bowerly, his third. And coming to the stripe, Trenton Craxner. He is 2 of 4 at the line tonight. The shot for the tie is perfect. We're starting over at 44 with 3:15 left. Atchison County coming up, feeds it off on top. And the ball's going to be lost, turned over, taken by Cervantes. And we have a whistle. Dylan was tripped up a little bit. They're making sure that he is okay. And the foul is going to be the 5th on Colton Meyer, so he is going to foul out here with a long way to play. 3:06 to go. He's going to end the night with 8 points. Back into the Tiger lineup is Lane Mullen. Lane having a big night tonight. 10 points through the first three quarters. And two free throws. Looking for the lead. Dylan Cervantes. This one, no. Dylan, that was his first free throw this evening. He's got one more shot coming up. Looking to put the home team here in the lead in this sub-state. Playing in their own gymnasium in a 22-0 team, the number one team in the state. Second free throw. He will hit. And the Dragons have battled all the way back to retake a lead at 45-44. 3:02 to go. Reaching in, is that a foul? Sure it is. Gatzmeyer tried to make a pick in the backcourt instead. Picks up the foul. That'll be Avery's first foul tonight and has five on Valley Falls. Tigers are going to bring it in and a bad inbound. So they look away for the ball and they're going to throw it away. ACCHS trailing by one. Turns it over on the inbound. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. Tigers are going to press all the way up the floor. Coach Troy Hoffman, Brad Chinsa County, looks just frustrated that his team has run out of offense lately. You've got Valley Falls on a big run right now as they have, what, scored 9 unanswered points. They lead by one. Here's Gatzmeyer with the left side. 2.5 minutes to go. Valley Falls is going to milk some time off this clock, try to spread out the floor a little bit. Cervantes will come over to the right side. Nearly has it stolen, but he's been able to pick it back up. Cuts it in the middle. Now it is going to be stolen. Tigers coming down the court, and it's going to be batted away from behind, and we're going to get a foul call. The foul is going to be on Zach Evans. It'll be his fourth foul. And that is team foul 6. So the Tigers are not shooting yet, but they will be shooting for the balance of the game. ACC just brings it in. They'll feed underneath the layup. Caleb Miller for 2. Tigers are back in front. 46-45 and 2:10 left. Valley Falls back up court. Miller swings it over to the left side and as Avery Gatzmeyer holds onto the ball to get a timeout. And Valley Falls taking a break. They're going to circle the wagons a little bit here and see what happens. 2:01 to go in the game. Timeout on the floor, Valley Falls. It's ACCHS 46, Valley Falls 45.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
It's kind of a sign of the times, I know, but I have never been at a basketball game and seen so many cell phones up recording everything going on here with 2:01 to go. They are recording and they are watching and they are looking to save time for history. Here's a push. No foul. The follow-away shot, no. The tip-up, yes. Zach Evans puts Valley back in front. It's 47-46 with a minute 45 to play. Tigers with it. Feet over to the baseline right. On the court once. The crossover misses. The rebound underneath. ACCHS is going to save it. They'll go out on top to Bowerly. Bowerly tries to drive in. Feeds it right. Dishes over. Up and in. Lane Mullins for 2. It's 48-47. Atchison County with a minute 20 to go. Over to the left side. Gatzmeyer in the lane. In trouble. Falls. Shot blocked. Lane Mullins comes up with it. Tigers had a man streaking down the floor, but they did not pick him up, and they're going to bring it up court, and we're going to get a timeout, Coach Hoffman. APCHS does not have to take a shot for the rest of the game, but, you know, that's not going to happen. We've got a timeout with a minute four to play. It's now at 48, Valley Falls 47.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Coming out of the timeout, here we go with a minute four to play in the game. I got to stand up so that I can see this, because I know there are going to be people standing in front of me. Tigers are going to bring the ball and play into backcourt. Into the forecourt they come. Corner will kick it over to the right side, and we're going to get a foul. That's probably on Brennan. No. Foul is going to be on Dylan. Dylan Cervantes. Only his second, but for the Tigers, that's a strategic foul. Tigers are going to be 1-1 at the free throw line, and then it's going to be team foul 7. Coming to the line for ACCHS is Kieran Corder. Shot. It's good. It'll be 7 points tonight for Kieran Corder. He'll eye up the next one and get them both. It is now 50-47. Tigers by three. We're inside a minute to go. Here's a running shot to the baseline. No good. And a blocking foul, Lane Mullins. And that is going to put Valley Falls and Brennan Miller at the free throw line. Now, Brennan was up there a little while ago in the fourth quarter. Missed the front half of a 1-1. That was his only free throw tonight. But he's going to get two shots here as Valley Falls is in the double bonus. The front one looks and is good. That takes it back to a two-point game, 50-48. One more shot here with 53 seconds to go. Up and good. So having hit both of those free throws, Brennan Miller has 8 points, and the Tigers will be putting it to play against the full court pressure. 53 seconds to go. Tigers have the ball. They lead by one, and we're going to get another foul. Gatzmeier just kind of blows up Corder. But Gatzmeier's got plenty of fouls to give, and we're late in the game, so they are not an issue at all. That is only Avery's second foul tonight. Atchison County's going to bring James Sheets back into the game. You got Mullins and Kimmy. The front half of the 1-1 is wide to the right side, rebounding it down. Craxter, here comes Valley Falls. They trail by one and have the basketball, 46. Coast to coast, driving shot, no. Follow shot, yeah. Putting it back up and in, it's going to be Zach Evans. Valley Falls is in front, 51-50. And we've got a half a minute to go. Tigers up the floor. They'll dish it right. All alone for three. No. Rebound. Tigers. Spinning into the lane. Looking to kick it out on top, and we're going to get an ACCHS timeout. Joseph, what a finish. We're taking a break with 23 seconds to go. It's Valley Falls 51, Atchison County 50.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
We come back to the game with 23 seconds to go. ACCHS putting it in play on the near side. They trail 51-50. Tigers have the ball down by one. It'll be Sheets putting it in. Looking for help. Skips it off on top. Trenton Kimmy. Comes out on top quarter. 19 seconds. Quarter cuts right. Goes up in traffic. Missed it. Rebound. Tigers underneath. Quarter. Feeds. Blaine Mullen. In and out. But he's fouled. With 10 seconds to go, Lane Mullins has a lot of pressure. His team is down one. It'll be the first foul of the game by Brennan Miller. Gets pretty quiet. Mullins free throw. New. One more shot coming up. Lane Mullins, 12 points tonight. That was his first free throw of the evening. One more shot for the tie. It is up. No. Rebound. Valley Falls. And we get a quick foul. We're going to go to the other end of the court. That was a great foul to commit. Taken there by Trenton Kimmy. His third of the game. Pretty much immaterial. Coming to the line is going to be Valley Falls with 8.7 to go. 8.7 to go. His teammates will all go into the backcourt. Coach Gasmeyer trying to tell them what he wants. The first free throw rolls, and it's in. Zach Evans will hit the first one. Valley Falls leading it by two. One more shot coming up for Evans. Again, quiet chance. This one, perfect. Zach Evans hits them both. It's now 53-50. Tigers up the court. They'll lob it off on top. Sheets, squares, three, no. Rebound Tigers, that's it. Valley Falls wins it. Final score, Dragons 53, Tigers 15. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Couple of interesting games here tonight, and what a thrilling championship game on the guys' side as Valley Falls somehow, in front of a huge home crowd tonight, wins their own sub-state. They go to 23-0, and they get by ACCHS 53-50 and had to come from way behind to do it. Izzy, want to recap the scoring tonight?
Alrighty, starting with Valley Falls, we have Zach Evans for 10, Dylan Cervantes with 7, Trenton Croxner with 7, Brennan Miller with 8, and Avery Gasmeyer with 21. And for ACCHS, Caleb Miller had 4, Creighton Bowerly had 10, Kieran Corter had 8, also with 8 was Trenton Kimmy. With 12, we had Lane Mullen, and with 8 as well, we had Colton Myers.
Valley Falls trailed by 7 in the fourth quarter, and in fact, we're down 3 with less than a minute to play. But we're able to pull it out tonight and come away with a victory and move on to the state tournament. For ACCHS, what a fantastic finish to the season. They took this thing to the wire. Got to be very, very proud of the Tigers and Coach Hoffman and the effort that they put out, winning as the season wore on, 6 in a row coming into the championship game of the tournament. Tigers are going to finish up now at 12-11. Valley Falls continues to be number one in the state in a perfect 23-0. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. I'm going to tell you to stick around to CAM Radio and check MSC Sports, and we'll get the updated upcoming schedule as we go into tournament action. First game tonight, it was Jackson Heights winning at 44-23 over JCN. And in the second game, it was Valley Falls over Atchison County, 53-50. Thanks for having joined us. Till we greet you again for Joseph. He's doing all the hard stuff back at the Care Sports Studio, but we appreciate it all. Joseph, thank you for Izzy with me up here in the booth. Tom Couch, thanks. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.